This is the reflection column entitled Bearers of Joy. It's written for us by Anna Madsen, who is an ELCA pastor, freelance theologian, and works at the Center for Theological Conversation and founder of Spent Dandelion, a retreat center in Two Harbors, Minnesota. Recently, I've delved into the word, the experience, the meaning of joy. So, it's not easy to define, I found. Actually, joy isn't happiness, and it certainly isn't a platitude such as life is good. So, I threw myself into a cross-section of religious thinkers and scholars, therapists and scientists, culture observers and people on the street who've spent time thinking about joy, too. And curiously, regardless of their angle of experience, joy was often equated with home. When a person is joyful, that is, it's analogous to what one feels when one is at home. Ideally, anyway, there you experience contentment, safety, familiarity, peace, and ease, and delight, and generous love. I do think it tracks, but it began to click. If joy is home, what of homesickness or homelessness? Eventually, it dawned on me that when one is out of sorts or feeling restless or disconnected with who one should be or living in a way that is inconsistent with how one wants to or is called to do and be, then it's as if one is homesick, you know, where you belong, but for any number of reasons, you aren't operating from that place. Taken further, if you have little to no hope, if you know languishing, if you know exhaustion, if you know what it is to be overwhelmed, if you know loneliness, but you don't know where to go or have no place to go for community, for constancy, for safety, for peace, for delight, you're homeless. Joy is not to be found. We're soon entering the Easter season, and whenever you say about Easter, it is a season of joy. Jesus' resurrection means, as I like to say whenever given a chance, that death is real, but life is realer. That for sure is reason for endless joy. But left alone, especially when one feels alone, when one is figuratively or literally living out on the street, it may not be enough. The promise of a future balm doesn't salve the present wound. The promise of future joy doesn't remove the angst of the present now. The promise of eventual homecoming doesn't do any good when in the moment you need a home, sometimes quite literally right now. But here's some joyful news. As Easter people, we are baptismal bearers of joy to those who need some. We're ambassadors of home, the bringers of peace, comfort, safety, contentment, laughter, community, orientation, purpose, identity, in other words, joy, to those who are homesick and homeless. By way of offering actual spaces for the homeless or advocating for policies that benefit them, offering hospitality to the least of these, the most broken of these, the loneliest of these, creating spaces of delight, creativity, warmth, and grace in manifold forms and in many places, and tending to our ecology, the place that is our home, the earth, we are called to be baptized and repositories of joy and reminders of home.